Atmore a connu une participation record lors de sa dernière soirée biannuelle de crib organisée samedi dernier. Peggy Rinnick, qui organisait la soirée, se dit très heureuse.
We had a very good turnout. We had 48 people playing crib.
This was the best one we've had. We're usually in that 30 to 36 people, but this year was exceptionally good.
Madame Rinnick ne s'explique pas cette participation record. Elle avoue avoir même été inquiète qu'il n'y ait pas beaucoup de monde puisque l'événement prenait place le 11 novembre.
I really don't know because we were worried about our turnout because when we picked our date, it ended up to be Remembrance Day. But it didn't seem that it bothered our crowd, and we did stop at 11 o'clock and have 1 minute of silence. So everybody seemed happy.
Elle remarque tout de même un essor dans l'intérêt des habitants de Atmore pour le crib.
It's starting to get more popular. We have a crib tournament twice a year, once in the spring, once in the fall.
Elle explique que les communautés avoisinantes se rassemblent pour monter un gros lot, une collaboration qui démontre l'intérêt général de la région pour ce jeu.
There's not a league, but there's a circuit of different communities that have this crib tournament. Right now, it is Atmore, Elscott, and New Pine Creek, where we run a progressive jackpot. For anybody that gets a 28 or a 29 hand, after the tournament in Atmore, the jackpot is now $662.
Madame Rinnick mentionne d'ailleurs que de nouvelles communautés sont intéressées à se joindre à ce gros lot.
And there is a couple more communities that are looking to come into the circuit.
Finalement, si le prix d'entrée peut en freiner quelques-uns, Madame Rinnick assure que la majorité des profits revient au public.
Okay, there's $35 to come in. $1 of that goes towards the progressive jackpot. $9 goes towards the meal. And the $25 that's left, 65% of that is paid out for first, second, and third prize. At our crib tournament this past weekend, first prize was $390.
Il faudra attendre au printemps prochain pour un nouveau tournoi à Atmore. Camille Dany, Boreal FM pour l'IGL.